Good morning. This is Perfect Pair, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, this is exciting. So this is Perfect Pair. I'm Josh from Perfect Pair. And I'm subbing. I'll be subbing from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And today I'm here with Colette. Let me turn on your mic, hold on.
Hello.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. This is so exciting. It is quite early. We both are running on no sleep.
I just crawled out of bed this morning.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And not to call out our other person who's supposed to join us today, but
yeah,
our friend Edgar did not make it.
Where are you, man?
Well, he's in bed. We know where he is. So, first up, we have Blue by Callie Cheese from her new album, Red Moon and Venus. I'm literally listening to this nonstop, and I think, Colette, you put this in the album.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah,
in our little playlist. Appreciate it. It's literally awesome. So, yeah, that's the first song that's coming up. So, enjoy the show. We'll be here from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
So that was Alter by Kalani. Such a good song.
Truly. Yeah. Yeah. Jess, have you heard of the Kali Uchis effect?
I have not. What is that?
I don't know. I came across it on TikTok, and basically it was people like before and after they listened to Kali Uchis, yeah, and they just got like really hot.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know. And so like I'm waiting for, yeah, the Kali Uchis effect to take hold.
I think it's already taken hold on you.
Oh my God, stop. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I actually have not heard of it. That's so funny. That's actually so funny. I feel like there's so many like little...
Yeah.
Like, in fact, like, have you heard of the red nail?
The red nail?
Yeah.
Like, so, theories.
I have never painted my nails red, right? Oh. But yesterday... Well, I did when I was, like, 8. Uh-huh. And you know. But yesterday, I was like, you know, I was thinking about the red nail theory, and I was like, maybe I should try it. Try to test it out, see if it actually works or not. So I went to TJ Maxx. I was gonna go to CVS, but like I'm not gonna paint my nails red that often. Mm. So I was like, I'm gonna go to CVS, not TJ Maxx, and pray. I'm gonna go to TJ Maxx and pray that they have like nail polish, because it's always like half, like $5 compared to like $12 from CVS. Luckily, I found red nail polish. I was kind of looking, hoping that I could get like a more burgundy red.
Ooh.
Just because I feel like bright red is not my vibe. However, they didn't have burgundy, but they had a slightly darker. Not like Coca-Cola red. It's Coca-Cola. Like slightly darker.
Okay, cool.
I know. But I went home. I was like, you know what? Let me just test it on my fingers right now and see. So, me being silly, I did not use base coat. And I put this bright red nail polish on my fingers. And obviously, the radio can't see. And okay, it's better now. But my nails... were dyed red. Like, you can like, still kind of tell, but like they were so, I scrubbed so much. Like I used like so many cotton swabs just to like try to get it off. Oh, and they're still a little bit red. But today, I'm going to paint them red. So then.
So you can get a man.
No, I'm just going to test the theory out.
Yeah, it's for science.
Exactly. It's for science. Me as a STEM kid, it's for science. But yeah. So, we'll see what happens.
Let me know the results, exactly. I guess.
Obviously, I will. But, yeah, we'll see. Anyways, I just thought that was silly.
It is.
But also, have you heard about, like, the background of the red nail effect? Or red nail theory?
A little bit, yeah.
Like the mom?
Yeah. It's a little... It's like, do you want it to work? Like, I don't know.
It's so weird.
It's a little weird.
For context, for anybody who's listening out there, appreciate you. The red nail effect or red nail theory, it's like... people are attracted to red nails because, like, when we were younger, like, our moms wore red nail polish. So, like, it reminds people of their moms, and for some reason, they're drawn to it.
It's like some Freudian.
Yes, I know. It's so weird. Anyways, what an interesting
theory.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Okay, well, let's play some more tunes. So next up we have Stop Calling the Police on Me by Dreamer Icioma. Haven't listened to the song in a while, but I'm excited. I like the song, so. Alrighty.
Supposed to do with a life like this? I've got so much to prove. Yeah, day and night, it's me and don't feel a clue. Hell of a
away from home. Late nights in America.
Throw the football to the legs of swine. finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you, happens every time. I don't want this feeling, I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too. Yeah, 'cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, 'cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You want me, hate it when you cry. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
I've got it for you. of smart. I've got it for you.
A quick interruption for a public service announcement. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, that was Disco Man by Remy Wolf. So, Colette and I were just talking, and Mention what you brought up.
So I keep seeing these ads on like Instagram and TikTok for like Pedro Pascal is like promoting some game, Merge Mansions. And I am so confused. What is it?
It's literally, oh my God, the production quality of those ads are out of this world.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, it looks like a movie. Like and Pedro Pascal, like obviously.
I thought it was a movie.
Yeah. So like in the past, like, I mean, I haven't seen an ad for one in a while, but like, there are so many ads for this game. It's literally just a game where you, like, it's, like, I think it's almost, like, it's, like, a game where you, like, match tiles things. And stuff.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Like, your goal is, I guess, to build a mansion eventually. Because I have one of my friends played it, and I remembered seeing it. And I was, like, okay, this is, like, you know, like, every other game. And then, all of a sudden, you see all these things, and it's, like, what is Grandma up to? He is alive. Like,
oh, in my God.
I don't know if you watched the ad the whole way through.
The whole way, but...
Like, it's so funny, because, like, now they have, like, real people playing it, but, like, if you look up, like, Merge Mansion ads, they have, like, it in cartoon version, and, like, even that's super high quality. Like, that could be a movie. And, like, everybody's talking about it, because it's, like, what is this game, and what, like... has led to it having such high production for, like, their ads. Like,
just for the ads.
Yeah, just for the ads. Because the game is not that interesting. Like, I haven't played it, so actually I don't know. But just from what it seems like, if you look on the App Store, I don't think it's that, like, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro,
like,
Pascal is
not
in Merge.
He's not going to show up in the game. Yeah, he's not.
That disappointing.
I know, right? So maybe I don't think I'll ever get the game because Pedro Pascal's not in it. But, yeah, like, they have cartoon ads of it, too, and it's actually, it's so funny.
That's
like,
so funny.
Because it's, like, suspenseful, and you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And if you end up watching the whole ad through, which I highly recommend.
Okay.
It literally, it's like, what is Grandma up to? And they're, like, arrest Grandma. And then at the end, she, like, puts her hand up to, like, the car, like, the police car, and says, he is alive on her hand.
Oh, my God. Like, who's what?
What is this? How does this have to do with Merge Mansion? Like, what is Merge Mansion?
What is Merge
happening?
Mansion?
Like, literally, what is happening?
And how much money do they have that they can get Pedro Pascal to just... I don't know if he's an expensive guy.
I feel like he would, especially now. I think he's definitely expensive. And the quality, though, is just really...
insane.
Yeah. It's, like, actually looks like a movie. Like, it's...
so
funny. But, yeah. It's so funny. Like, people have been talking about it because it's actually just such a silly little...
So silly.
Such a silly little thing. Anyways, I thought that was really funny.
Very amusing.
Okay, next up we have She Won't Go Away by Faye Webster.
She won't go away. Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee. Because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever picture us? Every time I pull my hair, was any out of fear that you'll find me ugly and one day you'll disappear? Cause what's the point of crying? It was never even enough. Did you ever want me? Was I ever good enough? Shit that I shouldn't know. So I tell him it's one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
Hello, we have a new special guest.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Muller. I'm a freshman. Okay.
What's your major? What are your pronouns?
I'm thinking community health. She series. Live in Tiltus.
Hell yeah. So, Muller, tell us everything about your break.
Okay, on break, I went to Ireland with the jazz orchestra, and it was super, super fun. We love Europe.
Yeah.
It was very good. Highlights were, there was this thing called the Giant's Causeway, which is, like, a volcano erupted sometime long ago.
Okay.
And it made, like, rocks. But the rocks are basalt, so they, like, formed, like, polygons. Like, they're, whoa. Like, yeah, like, they're really cool looking.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you can look out onto the cliffs. And then if you looked behind you, it was, like, Pride and Prejudice core, for real.
So beautiful.
I love it so much. And then we went to Dublin, and that was awesome. And Dublin was really sunny, and there was lots of live music.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Nashville, but Nashville if you could actually get in anywhere.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
it's
okay.
Europe, and yep. we were 18.
Yeah. You know that means.
That was good.
Have you watched Dairy Girls?
Yes. Yes. I love Dairy Girls.
That's everything I know about Ireland, I know from Dairy Girls.
I know. It was really, yeah, it was fun. We went to Northern Ireland, Belfast, and then Dublin, which is Ireland.
Fun! Yeah. Oh my gosh. When'd you get back?
Friday at like 9.
Okay.
And I'm still not adjusted to the time, I think, because I've been falling asleep like at 8 or 9 and then waking up at 6:30. So
I mean,
just in
that's
time.
Like a good, that's like a good sleep schedule.
Yeah. It's actually like healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I was tracking people to see who was back when I got back yesterday. Yeah. And I saw you were there and I was like,
I know. I was going to text you guys, and then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's fair. Because I texted you at, like, 11-something to tell you about the show. And I was like, I assume she's asleep.
Yeah.
I assume she's asleep.
Like, I woke up, like, with my contacts in, like, my jeans on, and I was like, jeans on.
What is this? Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
No, it was really fun.
Oh my gosh.
I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you'll see me saving money to study abroad.
Hell yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highlight of the trip.
Okay. There was this very cool thing that is like, I think like once in a lifetime for real once in a lifetime.
Yep.
Because there was this college that we went to perform at.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we got invited to, like, a jam session.
I saw your story.
Yeah, it was, like, above a pub.
So, that's so
cool.
And it
was, like, so cool. Like, I don't know. Like, it was so, like, music. Like, people just, like, picked up their instruments
Wait,
and, like, did their
so
thing, like, right
cute.
There. And it was really cool. Yeah.
So did you jam?
I didn't. I'm not their level. That was crazy high level. I couldn't have done it. But, like, there was one freshman, Aaron, who did. And he was holding his own. We were like,
That's crazy.
It was really
cool.
It was
really
cool. Yeah, so that was definitely one of the highlights. And the other, we played at, like, a little middle school. Yeah. And, like, they were, like, really little kids, and they were really cute. So
that's really cute.
That was fun. Yeah.
That's so cute. Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. I'm glad you're back, though.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Hello, I missed you.
I'm glad to be back, because I'm, like, tired, because school trips are, like, go, go, go.
Yep.
But
yep.
also, I wish we had another week of break.
I know.
But, yeah,
I know.
It's fine.
You can never have enough break.
No, literally.
Actually, no, you never can.
You can, as long as, like, I'm moving to different places, you can never have enough break.
I was going to say, because, like, winter break, I was like, oh, my God, this is, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But in the end, it felt so much shorter than it was, and I was like, I could totally be at home doing nothing.
Like, once there was, like, a week left, I was like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
We got to go back.
Like,
now.
Please, no.
Yeah.
Where did the time go?
I know.
Yeah.
I think spring break would have been kind of nice, because I think during, like, Thanksgiving, like, everybody's home.
Yeah.
So you, like, have to see your friends and your family, and, like, it's, like, kind of stressful, but spring breaks are all, like, different times.
Yeah, and, like, vacations, so, and, like,
Yeah.
Which is fun. We should all go to, like, a beach sometime.
No, we really, really should.
I was looking at everyone's, like, B-reels and, like, Instagram posts.
I know.
And I was getting FOMO from people that I don't even know.
No, I know. At the beach?
Yeah, like, I just want to be tan.
I know.
I just want to sit at the beach and just, like, relax and, like, watch the water.
Yeah.
And the waves.
That would be so nice.
Soak up the sun.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
For real.
Like, I was just at home for break. Like, I went to the city, but it was not, obviously not a beach. And so on the Amtrak back, we go through, like, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and there's, like, beaches there, but it's, like, cold beaches. And it's just, like, it was really gloomy, but it was so pretty. And I was just, like, sitting there, just, like, staring out the window. And I was, like, I feel like a little child right now, like, staring at the window, but it was beautiful, like, just watching the water, and,
that's
like,
nice.
The horizon,
gosh.
And it was so pretty.
Movie.
I know.
Literally, I felt so main character, because, like, the train was, like, it wasn't that busy, well, the seats were filled, but, like, nobody sat next to me, like, there was enough seats that, like, nobody sat next to me, so I was just, like, doing my work on this essay that had been literally killing me, but I got it done. I submitted it when I got back last night.
And so I was just working on it, and I just felt so, like...
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's main character for main real. Character,
yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was funny, but...
Yeah, there were lots of main character moments in Ye Old Dublin. Because it was just, like, for, like... Because it's, like, you're just, like... Especially because we're all, like, in college, they don't have to, like, supervise as much. They're just, like, go, like, do your thing. Yep. So we were just, like, walking around the city. So we went to Trinity College, where normal people was.
Yeah,
that's in fact. I didn't see Paul Mescal, so sad. But we, like, went into one of the buildings that I don't think we're supposed to go into.
That's okay.
My college, it's, like, they're so rich. They have so much money. Like, their buildings are, like, so old.
Oh, my God.
Old and fancy. Yeah. And people, like, pay to get into, like, the old library to see the Book of Kells, which is, like, this old... Irish book, I guess.
Interesting.
But yeah, so they have lots of money.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw there was a post on SideChat over break, and it was like, Tufts has so much money. Like, what are they doing with it?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's a really good question. I love Tufts. Like, I love it. But we went to, like, for basketball, we would go to other, like, facilities. And obviously, okay, so BC is a bigger school, and it's, I think, D1, at least in, like, basketball.
Yeah.
But their gym facility was so nice. Like, it was so nice. And we walked in, we were, like, jaw on the floor. Like, literally, I love you, Tufts.
No, it's, like, when I see the crane room, I get a little sad, because there's, like, holes in the wall.
No,
I'm,
I've
like,
never been in the crane room.
I'm, like, queen.
I feel like in the crane room, I just like to stare at the ceiling. It's so funky.
The ceiling is, like, so
funky. I've never been in the crane room.
Yeah.
Got a funky ceiling.
It's, yeah. Okay. It's, like, good to know. Yeah. You're welcome. It's a weird little room.
Yeah.
It's nice for naps. Uh-huh. It's very dark and very warm.
Is that where you had monitor?
Monitor.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. Got it.
But, yeah.
Fun. I mean, they are renovating that, like, one building. In, like, the middle of... Not in the middle. Whatever.
Yeah.
Is the one the ceiling was, like, falling or something?
Yeah, it's, like, kind of by Tisch. By the crane room. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, that one in the middle with, like, the marble steps.
Oh, yeah, it's old.
Yeah. It's really pretty, though. It's so... But, like, that's the one they have, the fence around.
Yeah.
It's so pretty, and I'm excited to see what is happening in there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. I like that they keep, like, the outside of the building, though, and not, like, fully demolish it, because it's so pretty.
I know,
like,
they are pretty. They're pretty building. They're just
on the outside.
Yeah, that's all.
On the inside, they're a little... They need some more
decay. Yeah, a little decay.
Yeah.
How was T-Swift?
Oh, my gosh, I did see Taylor Swift.
Yeah!
It was so... It was really good. It was very good.
Yeah.
The eras were incredible.
Yeah.
I really liked how she, like, blocked them out. I feel bad for any Taylor fans that are Speak Now fans. She didn't do a lot of songs from that era. Or from her very first album. But I'm just a Folklore Evermore lover. And she did a lot of ones from there.
Did she do the thing where she, like, dove?
Yes!
That's so funny.
Like, an audible gasp from, like, everyone in the arena. Like, that was a really good transition. I do think some of her transitions could have been better because it just, like, went black. And then it was just, like, next era. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But most of it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you go with your sisters and your mom?
Yeah, with my little sisters and my mom. And that was really great. They were both, like, really big Swifties. So they were, like, so into it.
That's good.
It was really cute.
That's cute.
Yeah, they, like, were having their little moments. And she was, like, playing their songs.
Oh, stop, that's so cute.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Fun. That was in Arizona, right?
Yeah. No, and everyone was so nice that was there, too. Like, this one woman was handing out stickers. Aww. So I brought one back to Vanessa, who is the biggest 50
love.
That I know. And just, like, it was all just, like, it was really sweet. It was really nice.
Yeah. The Swifties are kind. The Swifties are
kind. The Swifties are giving. They're loving. They're kind. That's so cute, though.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah.
Jess got to see her dog.
I did get to see my dog and my cat, which I always forget about. I know, like, well, we got her over winter break, like, I feel like it's, like...
It's fine.
I didn't bond with her. Well, I did, but I just... Not as much as Cody.
Yeah.
So fluffy.
You know, you guys have to meet him.
Did you tickle his foot? Does he
do
kick?
He does kick. What? And then he gets mad at me. Oh my god, there's this video that I found on Instagram, and I'm not even kidding. I cried laughing. Like, I literally was on the floor, like, genuinely on the floor laughing. Like, I it was this dog, and it's basically, it's like, I don't even remember what, it's this dog standing, it's a Shiba, and it's standing, like, in a car, like, looking out the window, and the owner, like, tickles its foot, and it goes, bop, with its foot, and it's, like, on beat to a song, like, but I don't remember
Kung
what,
Fu Fighting.
Yeah, Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah,
and it's just, so like, funny. It's so, I have to find it and show you later, but it's genuinely, I could not stop laughing. Like, my stomach was hurting because I was laughing. It's not even that funny, just for some reason. I literally was dying.
It's just
because
it's, like, it happens in sync with the song, and exactly. It's just, like, really, really
I
funny.
I know. But, oh, my God, that was so funny. Like, like, I don't even understand. But, yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
Shall we play some music?
Let's do
yes.
it.
We can take a little break and then come back in at 8. When the next show starts that we are subbing for. So,
yeah.
Currently we are playing West Coast Love by Emotional Oranges.
Ooh.
Woohoo!
Just need you to ride for me.
This is Perfect Pair subbing, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. However, you guys are still stuck listening to us for another hour. Woo!
Clogging up my brain like the weather drain. Same as the tears on my face. And I'm stuck up in the storm.